second guess me. No, no. Confessions of a train wreck. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Fast Fire Friday, which is, as the name suggests, a series of fast fire questions with my guest from Tuesday's episode, who this week was my good friend and my former radio partner, Shad Wicker. Now, I tell you what, you guys honestly love, 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 love relationship content because this episode absolutely went off, as I'm hoping Shad's DMs did too. Hang on, I forgot to introduce myself at the start. Oh my God, classic Friday. Let's try that again. I'm Phoebe, the host of Confessions of a Trainwreck, and I know you won't be happy when you hear me say this, but guys, this is the season finale of season 13. I am taking a little bit of a break so that I can work on putting some more epic content together for you guys, but in the interim, I actually have a favour to ask of you. Please, if you're on Facebook, head on over and join the Closed Trainwreck podcast community group. I've put the link in the show notes so you have no excuses. Guys, I really want you to be more vocal on there. Chat to each other, tell me what you want to hear more of, or even what you want to hear less of. Tell me what you're watching, what you're loving, what you're doing, what you're eating. Honestly, you get the point. I just want to hear from you. I really, really want that group to be a place where Team Trainwreck comes together to start conversation because you guys honestly are the most incredible community, and I want you to start talking to each other because I do love the messages that you send me on Instagram every week, but I want to start like a broader conversation and more of like a discussion with all of us together on Facebook. Anyway, with all of that said, I miss you already and I cannot wait to see you next season. I've digressed enough, so let's just get into the episode.
Oh, I just got a match on Tinder.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's weird.
I want to go through your Tinder.
Literally
anyway.
Just there to flick through the catalogue. That's all I do.
On tap. All right, last thing you watched on Netflix or Spotify or whatever your streaming service of choice is?
The Boys.
What's that?
Jules just yelled out
of the next
background.
Room. Yeah, yeah.
It is I really like it. It's about a world where like superheroes kind of exist. Okay, don't fall asleep on me yet. But it's the idea that they've like turned it in. They're like bad people have turned it into a business,
right?
And they've like it's kind of this real world adaptation of the idea of what if they did exist and what right. if they kind of incorporated. The idea of being a superhero,
oh.
and I'm only an episode in, and it's an interesting world that they've built.
Yep.
And it's pretty funny.
Like what's it on? Yeah,
it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I love. Have you watched Hunters on Amazon Prime?
No,
it
that's
is
the Nazi
the
Hunters.
Best show. Yes.
Yeah, I want to say
we
that
watched
too.
It in 2 days. It was that good. Like
yeah,
bam,
right.
bam, bam. It is, and they're doing another season, but it doesn't come out until February.
That's really good.
I honestly could not recommend that show enough.
And 30 for 30, but your train wrecks won't really
That'll
like
go over
it.
My head.
Yeah.
Well, the last thing I watched was actually on YouTube and it was today and it was how do I tell if my tire is flat or if it's just needs pumping?
Actually, can you hit a brother up with that video?
I will send it to you. But you know what? I still don't have an answer because my tire looks like it's flat and my car's turning corners a little bit slower than it probably should and I still don't know.
Go to the BP.
Can I just ask someone in there to help me?
No, because you know where you pump, you know
oh,
the ones that got the digital
tire
ones?
Pressure?
You just push it on there and it tells you what the pressure is.
I'm like, there's actually a service station just there. I might go on the way home.
Mate, you're crushing it. How good's YouTube? You can learn anything.
Oh, you can honestly learn anything on YouTube.
Who
don't
are
even
these
get
people?
Me started.
These people that do these videos
do
teaching
you
how to do shit, I'm like, these people are fucking heroes.
And do you know how much money they're making? More than us, that's all I know.
Really? Just
shit,
being
yeah.
like, this is how you do something.
The money that you make off the ads on YouTube, if you have over 10,000 subscribers, whoo,
fuck,
through the roof.
How-to videos.
Okay, if you're an ice cream flavor, what would you be?
I was just going to say my favorite flavor.
Which is
cookies and cream.
Oh, yeah.
And in further thought, that kind of makes sense because I am mixed race.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because that does make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I am a bit of cookies and cream. So that kind of makes sense. So
it does.
I'll stick with that. That's good.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Mm. The other one would be hokey pokey because it's fun.
It's a bit kooky.
Mm. It's a bit out there.
It's got a couple of nuts.
You don't know. Every now and then you take a bite, you're like, oh, what's that? And you're happy, but it's a surprise.
I love that. I would be, I think, birthday cake because you know it's like
what's
it's
birthday cake?
It's like the vanilla, but it's got like sprinkles and stuff in it. Like it's super sweet, but you can only tolerate just like a little bit of it at a time.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah,
you
I get
it?
That. Yeah, how long till this is over?
We're so close now. What time do you wake up in the morning and what time do you go to bed? This is a weird question, but I'm just genuinely interested in people's wake up and bedtime.
It's actually a phoner topic I did once on air.
Oh.
what time's your bed? What's your bedtime?
Yeah.
Because
you're an early riser too.
Yeah, I'm stuck in it as well. Like today was a little bit different because I work late, but
let's not do weekends. Let's do a weekday wake up and bedtime.
5:30.
Yep.
5:30.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about when I get up. And then, you know, sometimes if I've got nothing on, I'll go back to bed.
But what time would you go to bed at night time?
That's bad. So I about 11, between yeah. 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm that's a night hard. Owl. The only reason I'm an early riser is because I did breakfast radio for so long. Yeah, it's just so it's stuck in my head.
Yeah, it's annoying, hey. Because yeah. I get up at 5:10 every day. And before I lived with my boyfriend, I'd go to bed at 9:30 every night. But he didn't go to bed until 1 a.m. So now I've had to find this kind of compromise,
yeah.
which I've lucked out on because he sleeps till 7 in the morning.
Right.
So we go to bed at like 10:30, 11. So I only get like 6 hours
except
sleep a night.
Except once a week when you have your scheduled. then you go to bed a bit earlier.
What is something that you've tried and really failed at? Let's not say our careers.
Radio.
Let's not be that grim.
radio.
I'll go first if you want to give you an idea.
Yeah, you go first.
Because I'm one of those super competitive people. I don't like doing things that I'm not good at, which I think you already know that about me. Mm-hmm. But we had to do this stupid activity at work. It was like a team building day. And they made us go rock climbing. And, I mean, I was partnered with a male in the team. And the fact that we were then put in harnesses and I was spotting him from the ground
Ooh.
Was like a little bit too, like more than I wanted to see.
Yeah.
But I hate rock climbing. And
right.
it was, I think they booked us in for like a good 3 hours. I do not understand the people who love rock climbing.
One of our friends
I
loves
know.
It. He froths on it.
But also
Tom.
He's scared of heights. I don't think he rock climbs. I think he boulders.
Isn't that the same shit?
Well, no. Bouldering is like, you're not wearing a harness because you can't fall because you're not very high. Like a boulder would be here and he's like monkey climbing
Wait, the
down
way
the
he
bottom.
Spoke about it was if he was climbing up high things.
Well, Tom, if you're listening, can you please clarify what
that
bouldering is?
Outrageous. you're telling me he's just basically playing on fucking playground equipment. He's talking about like his rock climbing. He's on playground equipment. That's what he's actually playing on.
So
he's at a park.
Probably.
The monkey bars. Far out. I wanted to say radio because it just definitely did crash and burn. But I've tried heaps of shit and I've just like – I think I've more given up rather than like failed immensely at it. But like guitar, I tried several times and I'm probably going to try again.
Well, come over. There's
and
literally
a few times.
Like 13 guitars in our apartment.
Yeah, but your boyfriend is – he's very – I tell you what, Trang, he's very good looking. He's a multi-instrumentalist. And he's a fucking good bloke. And it's just like, honestly.
He told me that he's taking your picture.
Yeah, well, I've got to work out when he's going to. That's the other thing. He takes amazing pictures. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, what's he do? Does he, I don't know, does he shit in the cistern or the toilet? Like, what does he do that's bad? There's got to be something bad that he does.
He's pretty good. He's just not very good at time management. That's the one thing.
Oh, God, what a shit thing to have to call. You know what? Actually, it puts a line through all the other benefits.
Well, when
management.
I'm on a Nazi schedule, like that's a very – no, I don't care about that. We just take separate cars to places because he's always running 2 hours late. I like to get there on time.
Oh, that makes me like him more because I am on island time all the time.
That's why you two get along so well.
Mm.
How do you like your eggs cooked?
I'm a sucker for breakfast. I love poached egg.
And you can have different answers because I've got two answers here. One of them is if I have to cook the eggs myself and one of them is if I go out to a restaurant.
If I cook them myself, I make mad little omelets, but I keep them running. I keep
runny
the inside
omelet.
Runny. So
nice.
Like you fold it, turn the pan off so that the egg that's still a little bit loose on the top becomes like gooey on the inside, so mm-hmm. it's like kind of like how the Japanese do that really cool egg omelet where they slowly roll it and then they put it on top of the rice and they cut it and it opens up and it's like it's scrambled eggs inside.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
so
really
yum.
Sick, but I can't make it myself. But that's
what you get when you go out.
Yeah, that's what I order. I go, can you make the Japanese-style eggs, please, lady that runs the hole-in-the-wall coffee shop?
To Cafe 63 down the road.
Poached eggs for an eggs baddie. Sucker for it. That is the Australian dish, by the way. We do breakfast
We've spoken about that before, actually.
Yeah.
Mine is, if I cook them for myself, it's eggs boiled until they turn to dust. Like, they're literally boiled for so long that the water disintegrates. I know. Someone the other day, because I boiled them at home and then I went to work and I was, like, cutting them up in the kitchen and someone was like, why are the yolks green? And I was like, I actually don't know. And I Googled it. And apparently when you cook egg, like you boil eggs for too long, the yolks turn green. They still taste the same. Do you want to come over for breakfast tomorrow?
That is just, yeah. You forget, don't you? You just put them on there and walk away, don't you?
100%. I'll have a shower, blow dry my hair, like do anything else other than go into the kitchen. But then, you know, I actually only tried my first fried egg like 2 months ago. I'd never had a fried egg in my whole life.
Lizzie, your mum's been knocking up fried eggs when you were a kid, for sure.
No, we used to have scrambled eggs when we were a kid, scrambled eggs with bacon in them, but...
Mate, I used to have bacon and eggs so much when I was a kid. Like, mum used to make me bacon and eggs all the time. And when I was a kid, I was like, man, mum's the best, gives me the best breakfast. And I realised my dad's Muslim and he left when I was a kid. And I was like, oh, she's just been going.
Just doing the best
when
that she
can. When this motherfucker comes back, always here for a surprise. Like, his son's going to love bacon. Yeah.
My mum did that. We had bacon and eggs a lot for dinner
when
we were little. Mum also hates cooking.
That's so good. Breakfast for dinner. What a world.
It's the best. In school, what was the lowest grade you ever received and what was it for?
F. Multiple. So I received an F in English. But then I also got a really good grade in English as well. So
that
F
is so
English.
Ironic that you ended up doing a communications degree and you got an F in English.
Yeah, all my Fs were because I was a little prick.
Yeah, right.
So F in English, and I think history, which is also weird because they're like like I said, communications degree, and I really like history. Like,
just speaks volume about the curriculum that we're being taught.
You're
it?
Right. You know what? Let's cover that. No, it's not enough time in the podcast. We can't get into the educational
system.
We're
gonna run out.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I got this is going to sound made up, but it's not. I got pretty much straight E's in science. I remember once in grade 10, they were like, you can do anything you want for this assignment. You can do any kind of science experiment. And I was like, I'm going to grow blue tomatoes under blue cellophane. And my teacher was like, well, you can try, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll show you. It didn't work.
Yeah.
And then he told me that I needed to repeat the whole year. Because I didn't listen to his tomato comment.
But he said you could do whatever you wanted to. And that's science. You go, I'm going to prove you wrong. And then you are wrong. And then that's the study. That's how it works. That's literally how, like, I have a theory. I don't think it's going to work. Well, let's see if it works. Yeah, you should have listened, though. There's no way it was going to work.
No. I even grew it, like, under a... had like a lamp set up. It wasn't like an infrared lamp or anything. It was just like a lamp.
It really got you ready for that weed growing business you developed years later. It sounds like you're setting up a hydroponic business. Nice.
I mean, you know what? If Australia's looking for a way out of a recession, I think we found it. This is probably not going to work on you because I actually wrote this list of questions for a girl, but...
I'll try.
Is there one fashion trend you vowed you'd never get sucked back into but did? For me personally, it was scrunchies and Birkenstocks, and they're two of the only things that I wear at the moment. So
yeah, I wristbands was something I used to wear a lot of wristbands. And then not like heaps chunky ones, but like I've actually got one on at the moment, which is the only one I have. So yeah, it was probably those. Probably that's the only kind of fashion. I'm like, you know, man, I'm not really.
Not
a very
fashion
kind of person, to be honest.
I mean, I'm not either. I'm literally sitting here in a Kmart jumper.
I'm wearing like mismatched tropical shorts. But
Eurovision.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like I think it's only like they're probably the only thing I kind of wore, and even then they weren't really fashion statement. Yeah. They were like, you know, things I'd picked up at festivals and travels and shit. I did wear them on my right wrist for ages to hide my scar because I was like, because I didn't like the looks people would give me because it's on my wrist.
Yeah.
And they'd like, oh, someone's tried to do something bad to himself. Yeah. Which I didn't for those listening, but we can't tell the story. It's long.
It is very long. And last question, what is your least favorite chore?
All of the above. But I hate cleaning the bathroom.
That's mine.
Yeah.
We have lived in our apartment for 7 months
sucks,
and
bro.
I have not cleaned the bathroom once.
Yeah, that was my deal in my last relationship.
I can't do it. I will literally, I do everything and I'm fine with it. I just will not touch the bathrooms.
But do you do the whole, you got all your makeup there and your mirror and you
No,
like...
we have separate bathrooms because when we, before we'd moved in together and he would stay at my house, he was like, your bathroom is fucked up. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I feel like we're going to fight about that a lot if we move in together. So the apartment that we ended up moving into has two bathrooms. So we just have separate bathrooms.
Man, I hate bathrooms suck. And especially when you're like with a girlfriend is like when that you guys are doing all your makeup and stuff and then it's just filthy, like it's got makeup.
I will not deny that.
And
like our
stuff.
Bathroom tiles are dark grey, but they're pretty much white now because of the dry shampoo that I use in my hair just spray straight onto the tiles.
And that's it. Well, I've got long hair. So
but then from your perspective, like if your girlfriend did all of the chores in the house and you just had to clean the bathroom, would you be fine just to clean the bathroom?
No. People poo in there. No. I don't mind doing the kitchen. I keep a kitchen nice and clean.
No one poos in there.
No one's pooing in the kitchen.
Well, you hope they don't.
Depends
anyway.
What I cook.
Don't second guess me, no. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review.